CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by the Exogen Temporal Scanner.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. President Biden says the consequences of a Russian invasion of Ukraine would be enormous. Our Stephen Portnoy asked the president about the possibility of military consequences for Vladimir Putin.
The president says a threatened Russian takeover of Ukraine would amount to the largest invasion in Europe since World War II.
It would change the world.
Will it happen? Mr. Biden isn't sure.
I don't think even his people know for certain.
But the president says he wouldn't rule out personally sanctioning Vladimir Putin. He says the effort to put 8,500 American troops on alert for a possible deployment to Eastern Europe is meant to reassure nervous allies.
There is not going to be any American forces moving into Ukraine.
Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, The White House.
A second New York City police officer who was wounded in a Harlem shooting last week has died. 27-year-old Wilbert Mora had been fighting for his life days after his partner died. WCBS's Marla Diamond.
I know this mother's pain all too well,
said traffic supervisor Winter Smalls, whose son became an NYPD officer at the same age as Jason Rivera.
And I'm not saying no other has touched me, but none has touched me like this. It's just like my child. My son been on the job 12 years now. And when he came on, he was just 22.
Smalls lit a candle and placed it among the dozens on the sidewalk outside the precinct in tribute to a hero.
The CDC now says the COVID-19 Delta variant is now just in 0.1% of infections nationwide. CBS's Alexander Tin says the Omicron variant remains dominant.
That comes as a growing number of states appear to have passed their peaks of their Omicron surges. And modelers hope that the United States could reach low levels of cases nationwide by early April, assuming no new variant of concern disrupts the current trend.
A t-shirt tennis controversy at the Australian Open over a player who accused a former Chinese politician of sexual assault.
Many top tennis stars, including Serena Williams, have expressed concern about Peng Shuai's safety. After she made the accusation, she suddenly disappeared. Even though she has since appeared publicly, the concerns continue. At the Australia Open, fans last week began wearing t-shirts saying, "Where is Peng Shuai?" Initially, officials at the Open said the t-shirts would not be allowed. There was a strong backlash. Now the decision has been reversed. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
Elton John's farewell Yellow Brick Road tour for Dallas tonight and tomorrow are now off. It's after the American Airlines Center says the superstar recently tested positive for COVID and is experiencing mild symptoms. At the close, the Dow lost 67, NASDAQ down 316. This is CBS News.